How you doing?
How you doing? How was the sexy time a few days ago?
was okay.
It was mediocre.
Mediocre.
Well, mediocre sex is wonderful.
Because it's maintenance sex.
And today we're going to tell you why mediocre sex is wonderful.
And important.
You are listening to the Potential State Podcast with your host, Dr. Asael Romanelli.
Hi. My name is Dr. Estelle Romanelli.
And I'm Gillian Romanelli.
And this is the
Potential State.
And today we're in sexual ownership too. Mediocre sex is wonderful. So there's a lot of pressure in the media to have wall socket amazing sex. And if it's not amazing, you are a failure. And especially us men, we are learning that we have to satisfy the woman. And if she doesn't peak several times, we have not done our job properly.
Yeah, and pressure on women to feel like, oh, well, we have to orgasm, we can have multiple orgasms, we have to look a certain way, we have to be a certain way in bed.
And the more men are watching porn, the more it's kind of warping their perception that every single time they have intercourse is amazing. But the pressure in this pressure, because mediocre sex is inevitable, sooner or later in a relationship, you're going to have
maintenance sex.
Maintenance sex.
That's what I call it.
And when it happens, a lot of times I see with couples, there's shame. And then there's shame, like, oh, it wasn't the best. And then there's suddenly there's this avoidance.
Or you're like, oh, that wasn't so good. Maybe we're not connected. Maybe it's not so, like, maybe it's indicative of where we are in the relationship. And you get all up in your head. And I think that kind of calling it what it is and laughing about it together even reduces a lot of the, like, buildup and stress that comes with sex. Because it can't always be amazing. It can't always be, you know, wall socket sex.
Right. And mediocre sex, it is when you're focused on connection, it helps keep dopamine levels up. It maintains connection and touch and eye contact. It helps couples, A, prevent the sex-starved marriage, what Michelle Wiener Davis calls it, but also it helps connection. So when there's rough times and when there's tense.
Right. So it's like that in between helping connection, but also like releasing pressure.
Exactly. And if you think about the idea of maintenance sex, the whole idea is that it maintains a basic level of connection, of touch, of rapport. Because if not, what happens, there's just this drift. I want to give one example from the clinic a few years ago. I was working with a couple, and because he felt that he had problems with his erection and he was shameful of his performances in bed, he avoided it.
Right.
And instead he went to porn, and for years they just didn't have any sexual encounters.
And with that, I want to say, I just finished reading Betty Dodson's book, which is amazing, Sex for One. There's so much more in the repertoire. Like, you can have so much more when you kind of open your mind, and even masturbation next to each other, that's also a form of connection and sex that you can have and shared intimacy. And if we look at sex as much more than just kind of like, you know, with a very narrow and specific mindset of what sex is, but we look at it rather as an opportunity to connect with each other and share intimate moments, and that can also be intimate moments with ourselves that we're letting our partner watch and, you know, be an observant part of that.
Because for a lot of couples, I see it's either intercourse or nothing.
Right. And like sex is very,
right.
There's a very narrow view of what it is. But if we open that repertoire and see it as an opportunity to just be intimate next to each other or with each other, then there's a lot more there that we can explore and try out.
And I see for a lot of men, because of that bar is so high, there's so much pressure, they rather avoid it, and then it's much easier to go to porn than to actually engage. And once
then
you accept
the distance just grows
exactly.
And grows, and then there's buildup and pressure when you finally do want to attempt, and then it's this whole kind of notion of like, who's going to initiate and how do you initiate, and there's so
and
much
conditions
pressure.
Need to be perfect, and the conditions are never perfect. You're never going to have that.
Especially now conditions are like, ugh.
Especially if you're in lockdown with the kids and the corona time. So how do you change this? How do you re-embrace, reinvent, and kind of bring back maintenance sex? So the first thing, share this episode with your partner. Have a common language.
Have a good laugh. Have a good laugh whenever you have maintenance sex.
Choose
too.
To accept that maintenance sex, the mediocre sex is inevitable. It's even desirable because it's better than nothing. And then how you can even develop a code word for when you think it's going to happen or when that's what you have the energy for, or kind of to suss each other
or
out.
Or even after, to like relieve the pressure of like, oh my God, was it good? Was it not good? Like, are we okay? Just name it.
Just name it. And then it's fine. And this is another really important, Gleet said that before, like expand your perception of sex. Sex does not only have to be intercourse. It can be singular enjoyment, mutual masturbation, one of us. It can be just I mean, you know,
there's a whole range.
Exactly.
There's so much more to it. It can even just, you know, I think I'm starting to realize that sex is just, it's an opportunity to connect and be intimate with each other, but that doesn't mean that, you know, a certain set of things have to happen.
I think if we can
let go of like, yes, oh, we have to orgasm, we have to come, we have to, you know, like just let go. It's about just having a good time and like spending that time together.
Maybe connection and sensuality together. Everything has to be sexual. It can also just be sensual.
And not everything has to end in climax.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, also it's okay to laugh. I find like a lot of couples, like, it's like, you can't laugh. You can laugh as it's happening afterwards. It's like, you can bring some play.
Incorporate play.
Yeah, because play is the lube of life. So it's also the lube of sex. So get it playful. And especially for men, I find that, like, laughing during sex can, you know,
take you out of the zone. No, it'll just maybe change the energy a little bit and make things a bit light. And
who knows,
and maybe then it will be walk it, saw it, wall sex because you feel so connected, right? Like all these crazy like positions and gadgets and stuff, I feel like they're actually distractions from like the real moment. And the real moment is like really connecting with your partner on a level that you don't get to do on like the routine day to day.
Especially when you're parents. So that is the only place where you guys can really connect.
Yeah, we'll do a whole different episode, I think, for sexuality as parents.
So you're still aiming for wall socket sex, but in the meantime, you have that maintenance sex, you have that mediocre sex as a valid, inevitable, desirable even sometimes, because maintenance sex is better than no sex. And I'm going to finish with Michelle Wiener Davis's suggestion. Just do it. Sometimes just to do it, just to keep it in the system, just to keep the juices flowing, keep the connection,
the
touch.
I like the pun.
Yeah, keep the juices flowing. So this was Galit Romanelli.
This is Dr. Asel Romanelli.
And we're the
Potential State. And share with us what you think about mediocre sex.
Yes.
Let's name it.
Let's hashtag it mediocre sex. Bring it out. Loud and proud.
You've been listening to the Potential State Podcast. For more information, visit us at potentialstate.com. And thank you for listening.